Something about just being like, you know what? I don't feel obligated to look a certain way or act a certain way, because at the end of the day, I'm picking up our Chili's tab.
That's right. And that's why we have to keep eating at Chili's.
This relationship is doomed. Is this maximum hot or?
Yeah, you're hot. Don't worry.
Thank you, Joel.
Well, we know Catherine's meant to tell you, hot, Joel. But I'm much older, so I need to be told that I'm hot. Joel, am I hot?
Yeah.
Joel,
am I?
You're very hot in different ways, and that's what's good about your dynamic.
Thank you so much.
You don't step on each other's hotness toes.
Like, I like that.
A lot of people will just fuck anything, but when people are there's gonna be some people out there that like, oh, I would mainly go for a girl like Catherine or a girl like Wade. So like
a boy like Catherine.
Awesome. Yeah, a boy like Catherine.
Yeah, that's also very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. She cares about her appearance. You have charm.
I have what?
You have charm.
I got a little spice to me.
Compared to if we go through all the comments, everybody just wants to fuck Catherine. Nobody says anything about wanting to fuck me.
All I want
is for people to say they want to fuck me.
I've seen,
but everybody tells me in person they want to fuck me, and then they try to all the time.
You've been married for a long time, so yeah. I know a lot of people try to be more respectful.
No, these are strangers looking at clips on the internet.
True, yeah. Listen.
Are we recording? Because this is a really good opening.
It is recording.
Yeah. No, I've seen comments where people go like, the brunette knows what she's doing, you know, and it's like a. I don't know if it's they want to fuck
also,
you,
this isn't, this
but
isn't,
they want you to cook for them.
This is also. Catherine's autism that she doesn't know that she has yet
makes
her more approachable. You definitely seem like you'd have to work more to hit on you than Catherine.
Yeah, because you'll stand for something.
Yeah,
you'll
fall for anything.
Yeah, I go, you got candy?
Yeah, so that's the, yeah.
Yep.
So
if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Remember that country song from the 90s?
No.
I do know that country song from the 90s, and that's why I'm not hot.
Yeah, that makes sense. All I know is, pieces, pieces, pieces of me. That punk rock song from 2004.
You don't.
That is not even punk
don't
rock.
Don't do the tongue swipe and don't sing. That's the two.
She does them both.
This is how we were discussing. Did we were recording when I talked about how I didn't know how to kiss?
No,
it's just we just started recording when we were talking about if y'all are fuckable or
if
not.
If we're hot or not.
We'll get to that.
But it is recording.
You do know
so
how
y'all
to kiss.
Can start.
I know. I'm very
and
good at
you
kissing.
And you kissed on screen.
And I kissed
did
on
you?
Screen.
I was wondering if you did. I didn't even know.
Oh, we just gave away the whole thing then.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't started
it
yet. This is up to you if what you want in or out.
I want it in.
Okay, well then spoiler alert. We're gonna start with the orgasm and work our way backward, I guess.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Wow. And they let you do karaoke.
It wasn't karaoke.
You sang in front of a band at Moon Tower. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
I want to hear all of Moon Tower because I had to watch it from my phone.
Yeah.
Just the saddest that I've ever been in my life that I wasn't involved in something. That looked like the most fun I've ever seen in my life.
I'll just reference, I went to rehearsals. Josh Ademeyer's messaged me before. Do you know the Goddamn Comedy Jam? Do you know
I've heard about it.
Goddamn
Comedy
Jam. It's a comedy show. It's you just bring comedians on stage and you sing a song with a live band.
Right.
The difficult thing is,
are the band members comedians too?
I don't know. I don't think any of them do comedy.
Huh.
I don't think any of them do comedy, but Josh is. Josh
okay.
is a comic. He messaged me. We met in Tampa and we hit it off since then. And then he messaged me and he was like, "Hey, I want to do comedy jam in Moon Tower." I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, can you sing?" I was like, "Yeah." Yeah.
So full of shit.
And then I was like, and then I sent him a bunch of 2000s girly songs.
Yeah.
And then I threw out a wild card, Ashley Simps, pieces, pieces, pieces of me. And he was like, that would be great. And then day of, I was like, crap, I got to memorize this song. Because there's no ball bouncing on the words. There's no screen. You have to know the song.
Oh, is that why you were holding papers?
Yeah. There's no song. Who memorizes songs?
I do.
No, you think you memorize a song until you have to sing it with no backtrack.
Well.
And then, what is that?
So y'all can see yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And then, and then you realize you don't know the song. Okay, so I thought I was gonna get away with it. I was like, I have all day, and he's like, okay, rehearsal's at 3 p.m. And I was like,
I actually had a rehearsal for it. That's wild.
And I was like, so I go in there, and I try and sing the song. I have the paper, and after the song, after we go through the first run, he goes, when you start, and it's kind of that raspy talking, he's like, it's so good. It's so perfect. It's on. And then we get into the singing, and it's so goddamn awful.
You should have just talked through the whole song.
And then he goes, okay, we've got 4 hours. What song should we change it to? And I was like, I pick Ashley Simpson because she can't sing.
Right.
There's not a better.
Get your There's not a better tuberculosis off of
There's
me.
Not a better song. And then I did it live and it was so bad. It was good. You know what I mean?
This just proves my ongoing theory that you are somehow either cosplaying as or are related to Cameron Diaz. Because that film, which I've seen 8 million billion times, is one of my favorite movies, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, she sings pieces.
No, that song wasn't even out then. This was like out in 97. This also explains our dynamic. I'm Julia Roberts and you are Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
From My Best Friend's Wedding.
That's it. I always thought we were Tom and Jerry, but that fits more.
No. So, don't you agree? So, Joel, you've seen My Best Friend's Wedding, correct?
No, this dynamic makes sense.
Okay, yes. All right. But in the film, there is a pivotal moment. So the whole thing is Dermot Mulroney is old friends with Julia Roberts, right? They had always had an agreement that if they hit 30 and they were single, they were going to get married to each other. So then he calls her out of the blue and he goes, hey, I've got something to ask you. And she's like, oh, yeah? Because she's like, oh, he's going to want to hook up with me. He's going to want to try to make... We're 30. We're single. We're going to hook up.
How sad is it that 30 was...
Right? Right?
30? Off,
oh, yeah,
all bets
90s,
are off.
In the 90s? You kill
30s,
yourself.
You're
a woman
done.
Who's 30, what are you doing, you garbage person?
30, single, in the 90s? You kill yourself. So anyway,
30s, you've got 3 grandchildren.
So this is the whole plot. He goes, he tricks her and he's like, not on purpose, but he goes, I want you to be my best woman and my best man in my wedding. And she's like, I'm sorry, what? He goes, yeah, I met this girl. She's young. She's the opposite of anything I've ever thought that I would be with. He's like, you got to come meet her. We're getting married. It's going to be a 3-day wedding. I need you to be in it. You got to get to New York right now. And she's completely thrown off guard. She gets there. She meets her. The girl is Cameron Diaz. She is so young. She's so silly. She's so aloof. She's all of these things. Julia has her shit together, and she's fucking furious. And she's like...
What?
She's got it now. But the girl...
What are you talking about?
But Cameron's so hot. Then she's like, yeah. Well, how am I going to get him away from her? I've got to show all her flaws to him so he can see that this is a bad... That this is a bad decision, and then he's gonna fall for me. He'll leave her, and he'll fall for me because I'm the better choice. So they do this one whole thing, this whole moment, this like fucking pivotal moment in the movie. Takes her, those two were hanging out together, Julia and Cameron.
Oh, I know what this is. I remember.
And
this.
You remember, right? And she goes, she's talking about karaoke, and she's like, "Oh my God, I can't sing at all. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of karaoke." She's like, "I would never do it." And Julia's like, "Really? Huh?" And then she takes them to a karaoke bar, yeah. And she's trying to embarrass her in front of Dermot Mulroney, and she's a horrible singer.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it for you.
I can't wait. We got to play. Cue it up. And so she gets up there. She starts to sing, and at first it's kind of embarrassing because she's so bad.
Yeah, this is exactly how this happened that night. This is exactly how it
but
happened.
But then... The crowd slowly, like somebody in the audience is like,
this is exactly how the song happened.
And then the whole crowd suddenly is like on board and they're all like cheering her on. And Julia's sitting there like, my fucking plot is not working.
This is exactly how this song happened.
Everyone's in love with her. Yeah.
This is exactly, okay, so I start, I go.
This is that moment.
It starts off, Monday, I am waiting. Tuesday, I am fading, and by Wednesday, I can't sleep. Then the phone rings, and I hear you. The darkness
is
a clear
bad,
view.
I hate this.
I like that Lace's just humming was 10 times better.
Wait, are you ready? Fall with you, I fall. Wait, guys, y'all, while I'm singing it.
How do I get out of here?
I feel
Joel, how do you, where's the eject button?
I actively hear the band playing louder, and then I start to sing louder, because I'm like, I know you're trying to drown me out.
Yes.
By the way,
they're not trying to drown you out. They're just trying to make you sound okay.
Half the crowd, it's Austin. So half of it is like 34-year-old men staring with their mouths open. And sure. Then 32-year-old women and all the gays are like, fall for you, I fall so fast. Okay, and then the, are you ready? Are you ready to hear?
I'm so ready. I can't. That's worse than I imagined it.
Kevin, send me that video. I'll put it in.
Oh yeah, you gotta put that in here.
That's dog shit, Catherine.
It's so bad, guys.
Now here's the thing.
So
though.
Bad.
And I know your Julia Roberts style play you're talking about. This is because then people see the bar is so low and she's just down for fun.
Yep.
And that's what people like. That's what autism hot is.
Well, and that's okay. And so this is the moment from the movie. Okay.
You're just a silly little fun person.
So, but here's the thing. And so this is why this scene is so important in the film, is because then Julia sits there and realizes
that she's perfect.
That she's actually perfect. She's imperfectly perfect. Okay, so here's the scene from My Best Friend's Wedding. So we just heard Catherine attempting to sing. And now here's Kimmy being put on the spot. This is it.
I don't know why you're doing this. Like, you're just feeding.
I know. It's
this
the worst.
Monster that
oh,
I
know.
Am.
I just don't know what to
do with myself. That's me.
I know.
It just shows that you don't care and you'll still have fun even without.
Look at Julia's face. And then people are like, but then he falls in love with her. He's like, oh no, this is my perfect woman.
But the thing is, I enjoy being bad.
But Dermot Mulroney is the industry.
That's such a good point. That is such a good. Wait. This is, I shouldn't say this out loud.
Just know this is
no,
all.
No, wait, hold on. You know what? Wait, I have this. Do you know who Dermot Mulroney is in the actual live version?
Yeah, the industry.
Right, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
A comic who has, in every right, never given me the time of day because they are like outright amazing, but like very much like would see me and be like, I don't have anything in common with you and I don't want to mess with you. I'm a badass. Like this comic. And I saw Sam J.
Oh.
You know who Sam J is?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, I've been on a yacht with Sam J.
Yeah,
no big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It was awesome.
Bad
one
B.
Of the coolest
I mean,
nights of my life. But anyway,
Netflix wrote on SNL,
badass.
Netflix specials, whatever. But like,
yeah. By the way, if you don't know who Sam J. go look up Sam J.
We're talking
both to Joel and to everyone listening.
Rightfully would have hilarious. Nothing to do with me, and
sure.
Rightfully so. I saw in the Comedy Store before we went to Moon Tower. She was judging Roast Battle, and I was doing a show in there. And I like the day after Moon Tower, I came up to her. I was like, "Hey, I saw you at Belly Room," and she was like, "Yeah." And I was like, yeah, I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah. The day before Moon Tower and then after Moon Tower?
Yeah. And then I sang, pieces, pieces, pieces of me. I get off and I'm like, yeah, guess who taps me on the shoulder? And I turn around.
Fucking Sam J.
Sam J. She goes, hey, man, that was tight.
God damn it.
Oh, I think I've seen, I recognize her face.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen her special. I stopped watching a lot of specials years ago, though.
Dude, she's
untouchable.
So fucking awesome. Like, you talk about somebody who has this inner confidence that just can't be described. Yeah. That, like,
That's
she walks
me.
Into a room. No. She walks into a room and it's just like you just gravitate towards Sam J. Mm-hmm. You want to hear what she has to say, the way she carries herself. She's got the hottest fiance on the planet. She's freaking, but in the end, she wanted, so Yaya is her fiance and she was like, I want to be on a yacht for my birthday. And she was like, okay, baby. And then she rented her a fucking yacht.
Fuck yeah.
And thank God I got invited. I think we've talked about this on the podcast because it happened like 2 years ago. But yeah. And then one day I was in New York and Dulce was like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, oh, I'm on such and such show, some shit show in fucking Brooklyn or something. And she goes, oh, would you like to maybe get on a yacht with Sam J for Yaya's birthday instead of maybe that shitty show that you're doing? And I was like, yeah, I think that's what I want. Oh, we're going to cruise around the Statue of Liberty. And during the sunset, we're going to do a sunset yacht cruise around the Statue of Liberty. If you'd maybe like to do that instead of 5 minutes that you were going to do in Brooklyn.
Also, Catherine, I don't want your ego to get too big. Yours isn't confidence. Yours is you have no filter.
Yes.
Or social understanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She has.
No, she's badass.
Yours is.
No, she
has just like, I'm just like, I'll try it.
She has a natural lobotomy. And I don't know if it happened like at birth or maybe like a bicycle accident as a child. Like, I don't know what it is, but I will pay
There's
for
little
it.
Pieces of me falling out of my ears.
Falling out of your head. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I don't know if you are Cameron Diaz or if you are cosplaying Cameron Diaz's role in every film. I can't figure it out. I don't know, but I will pay for that.
I think as Whatever. Long as I'm using retinol, I'm going to get away with
sure.
however I am.
Well, you, okay, this is not anything. We still have not gotten to my movie that I was the lead in. We will get there. I also want to hear the rest of Moon Tower, but more importantly than any of that, can we please talk about retinol? I think it's a very important thing that we talk about, and I want to make sure, I feel like you've put more time and energy recently, like since you've gotten money, into like what to do to your face, and I am still confused as to all the products that I need and what times and when, like what's morning, what's night. I am using stuff with retinol in it now. What am I supposed, will you please give us a quick little TikTok of how?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us, what should we be putting on our faces during the day and at night? And I'll buy all of it.
Okay. No washing your face during the day. You splash it with warm water during the day, in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then you put on, I just bought a half a rent's worth of a peptide serum from DermaQuest.
Okay.
And then you do a peptide and then a vitamin C serum.
This
in
is
the
morning.
Day.
We're still talking about morning.
So in the morning.
Okay.
And then eye cream and then a moisturizer with hyaluronic acid in it.
Okay.
And an SPF.
And an SPF.
And then a 99 time.
Are those two different?
You
have one that's hyaluronic and
You should have a moisturizer SPF. With hyaluronic acid in it. You don't have to have a separate hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Don't F that up. And then at night, you use an oil cleanser first to take off your makeup.
I always do that.
And then
I've been doing that shit for years. That's why I look fantastic.
And then you use a cleanser, and then this is where you F up because you use Walgreens cleanser. That's disgusting.
No, I don't.
Use a cleanser with
No.
Celiac acid or silic?
Silic.
Yeah. Her. Use that cleanser. Do not use an exfoliator. If you use an exfoliator, it should be every now and then. You should not use a daily exfoliator. That will strip your skin and you'd be effed up. After that, go ahead and put your peptides back in, put your eye cream, then a retinol, and then a moisturizer, and then a face oil, like a setting oil that you sleep
in. Yeah. So I have a retinol night oil.
Yeah, but you also...
So it's all together in the one.
Yeah, but depending on your percentage of retinol... Like, I go real low dosage, and then I use it every night or every other night, and I build up to every day, and then you can bump up. Like, I'm 0.3. Then I will bump up to 0.6, then 0.9.
Look at what's in mine.
But I used to do a 100, and then I would be peeling, like, every other day.
Yeah, I don't
want too much.
That. Yeah, I don't need that.
And
but I do know that you don't do retinol during the day. I do know that, because it's not good for any sun exposure.
No, you do it at night.
You gotta do that overnight. Okay, I do know that.
And also,
I use that Sunday Riley brand I fucking love.
Yeah, I have a better one, DermaQuest.
But you said I use a shitty cleanser. No, I wash my face and get my makeup off and all that with an oil cleanser. I've always done that.
You were using, like, St. Ives...
Oh, but
tree bark.
So listen here. Though.
You were using St. Ives tree bark.
I want to defend myself for this because
you know
I still
do. You know who used that?
No.
You know who used St. Ives tree bark? Lewis and Clark.
Okay, and I'm about their age. So me, Lewis and Clark, they were a year above me in school. So listen, I will defend myself with this because there is no other exfoliator that will do to my nose what I need it to do because I have horrible blackheads. I always have my whole life.
Yes, your cleanser.
I have done everything. I have gone to every doctor. I have gone to every spa. I have done everything. I have used every fucking nose strip.
Those are all bad for you.
I know, but there is no other way to get them out of my face or to get my nose smooth enough to put makeup on it. Because if you touch my nose, you can feel like blackheads on my nose.
Well, have you ever tried being me?
I have to scrub them off. But what I'm saying is I have to use... There is nothing else. St. Ives is full of sharp... pieces of glass and sand and that is the only thing that I can use, but I scrub my nose with it. I won't scrub the rest of my face with it,
right?
So I do use it still.
I have noticed your nose has gotten smaller, and I think it's
because I am literally shaving it down
off.
With sandpaper.
If they would
give me a safe sandpaper to use on my face or an unsafe sand, I'll use sandpaper. I don't give a shit.
Well, I used to have blackheads all under my chin all the time, and then I got smart and I stopped using tree bark and
okay, if I try
and
to do,
acid,
but I don't know how that's gonna get stuff out of my face, because this is just been, since
I've
been
send you a link.
11 years old, I have had this problem.
Well, DermaQuest, I literally just use every product from DermaQuest.
Okay,
and it's $582. Everything is, and it's worth it. And money's not a concept. Also, I've been really bad with money lately, and I've just noticed that if you just spend the money,
you just spend it, more money will come. That's been my. This has always been my rule,
dude. 30 is awesome.
32.
30? 30, 30s?
You know what's better than 32?
Awesome. I have so much 40. Money.
40 is fucking great.
I have so much money.
You really do. It's
I've
really
stupid.
I've
never had so much money.
I know. I worry about it. I think about it a lot.
I spend it on...
I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. But then I'm like, oh, she is going to... Hammer this shit. She's going to lose everything she has.
I woke up and I brought... I brought Caitlin Palufo and Shane Torres. They never had spray tans. So I got on Yelp and I found a woman to come to our hotel room. And I bought all of us spray. It was.
That's amazing. That's pretty cool.
It was more expensive than a plane flight to Utah.
I keep doing this shit. The more money I have, the more the more shit I feel like I should buy for everybody.
It's
I do
so
this
fun.
All the time.
It's so fun to spend money. It's so fun to have
really
money.
It really truly is. But you know, I keep like every time I go out in Atlanta. If I'm in town and I'm out with comics and anybody's, I'm like, nope, it's on my tab. Nope, don't order. Nope, it's on my tab. It's on my tab. And at the end of the night, I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, you bought everyone ice cream at Gabby's taping.
I fucking did.
That was tight as shit, though.
I literally handed a lady, like, I was like, put it on my tab. I was like, just tell me how much. I would just give the ice cream lady. And I gave her just
never
a bunch
look.
Of cash. And I was like, let me know when I've hit my limit. Let me know when I've hit the cash. She's like, okay, you've only got $10. And I was like, all right. So I just kept giving her more money. And I made sure everybody on the entire sidewalk had ice cream.
It was awesome. I taped that special.
It felt so good to do that.
It was so fucking cool.
It felt so good to do that.
It's so fun to...
And it wasn't even that much. I mean, it's just like, who gives a fuck if you're dropping... And I'm not... Okay, anybody listening?
We don't have kids.
I don't have money. Okay, I don't have money, but I have more money than I've ever had in my life, thank God.
I'm not going to the gas station with 72 cents. That's what I'm saying.
I don't have kids. And this is my argument, is I don't fucking have kids. And if I don't have kids, all that money would be spent on kids and all their fucking clothes that they need and food and fucking sports and whatever dumb shit. And a minivan and all this.
It's so fun
and
to
I don't
have
to spend
a little bit of money and no kids.
And no kids. Little bit of money and no kids, man. Because it's not even that much. It's good money, but it's still like if I had kids, it wouldn't be.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It wouldn't be. But I get to treat myself like my own kids.
Because I do this, and I don't know if this is like a woman or a Southern thing, but like this happened a good bit in Moon Tower where I would go, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. I don't think I want to feel, maybe this is like from my past, I don't want to feel like I'm moochy.
Right.
Or I'm not paying my way.
Right.
Kind of thing. I don't know what that is, but
that's definitely a Southern thing for
so,
sure.
So yeah. Every time there's an opportunity, like we're in the bar and we're about to pay, or the bill comes for dinner or whatever, or lunch, and there's more than one person, like, No matter if I've already paid the last time, I'll always be like, I got this.
I'm not keeping tabs.
No matter what.
Never. Yeah.
But in Moon Tower, a lot of times everyone was like, all right. And after like the third time,
you
I was like.
You start to notice it. You start to
I
notice.
I was like, I feel like I said it as like this is a dance. But I go, I got it. And then you go, no. Yeah.
I got this one. That's what
but
you expect.
Every single time people were like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like I'm the only one doing the dance, mm-hmm. but I can't not do the dance. So it's kind of starting to
But
add
you're
going to
feel better about it in the long run, and it will come back to you. It'll come back to you.
I'm going
to
start asking y'all if you want to go to eat after recordings now.
I would be so happy. Right now, Joel, right this second, if you wanted to, if food, I would order you. Put it in my, here. Put it in my
last place. Time y'all recorded, you ordered food, and you're like, you want anything? Do you want half my food?
Yeah,
you
I wanted to
this?
Give it to you. Yeah.
Put
is
it
that,
in the Uber Eats. What you want, baby?
I love you. No, I'm good.
What do you want?
I'm good.
Is
lobster?
That a Southern thing? Like if I got
can't tell
the
anybody
last...
Lace never did anything nice for you.
If you got the last three tabs and the tab came again and no one was saying anything, would you have to mouth blurb, I'll get it, like no matter
this
what?
This just happened to me recently, and it is something I absolutely cannot talk about on the podcast, but this was a very personal way that this just happened very recently, and I was like, just and I don't
noted.
Keep tabs, but it was noted. It was noted.
Like,
it
I know,
was noted.
I just think I know the situation you're saying. It's, and I'll say it. I'm not afraid. It's noted, especially when it's a, especially? In a...
I've noted that.
It's especially noted in a, in maybe more of a romantic relationship.
Ooh, also that. That does happen a lot.
Like, because... Oh. Yeah. Can we say that? Like, because it's like... It's not a man-woman thing, but it's like, all right, we can go back and forth, though.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 times my side? 1, 2, 3, 4 times my side?
Here's something.
I've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row?
Uh-huh. Not keeping tabs, but noting.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Noting 4 times in a row.
And then, yep. and then can we say you got 5, but the 5th was just like 2 beers? Like, that's, you know what I mean? I'll notice that.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy to me? Because there is a completely different culture out there that I see a lot. I see it like in Instagram, TikTok, whatever. You'll see like what women, like women's standards and like what they're putting up with and what they're not putting up with. And restaurants you will not take me to on a date and you will not do this and blah, blah, blah. And I see these lists constantly. I see them all the time. And it's always in there. Or it'll say like a man, like don't be with a man who makes you split the bill. And I'm like, huh? What?
I've been picking up.
I thought that's how I've been splitting bills since I was 18 years old. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship with, or maybe like a couple of first dates or something. Maybe somebody bought the tab and if we went out again, I was like, oh, I got it. And they're like, okay. Like, I've never had a man ever in my adulthood be like, oh no, you will not pay for these things.
Never.
I will
neither.
Pay for these things. Where are these? But I see it all the time. And then I see all the comments underneath memes and reels and stuff like that. And everybody's like, yeah, girl, yeah, girl, yeah, girl, yeah. And I'm like, who are you getting?
I don't know. I think it's who we are. We're people pleasers and we're go-getters. And there's a little bit of us in the back of our heads that are like wanting to prove that we can like,
yeah,
we can, oh, we're not moochers and we can provide.
My biggest fear, my two biggest fears are having to rely on somebody else for something and feeling like somebody thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah.
I those two are my two absolute biggest fears, is that I cannot provide for myself and that someone thinks that I don't know something or I'm not capable of something. And yeah. I get wildly defensive for both of those things.
Right.
Yeah, but then I also think I see women who say, who have these demands and have these standards, and then I think, oh, if I had those standards, if I had those demands, I might get the things that they're getting. Because there's women who are like, do you see, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know the reels and the stuff that I'm talking about, yeah. Where girls are like, if I'm going to go on a date with you and I do my hair and I do my nails and I go to the spa and I go to the gym and I do this and I do this, then you should be paying for all those things because I'm looking good for you at this dinner. And then they get all that shit paid for. I have never once had a man pay for my hair or my nails or an outfit for me.
Yeah, I think, but also when you get into this relationship, then you feel like you're indebted to them. For something, and you're just like,
yeah, but they just ask for shit and they just get shit, and I just never ask for it. Maybe I just need to ask for it.
I know, but I think something about just being an IND just feels freer.
Yeah,
something about just being like, you know what, I don't feel obligated to look a certain way or act a certain way, because at the end of the day, I'm picking up our Chili's tab.
That's right. And that's why we have to keep eating at Chili's. I don't know where these people are, though, that do that, that adhere to these demands and these rules. I don't know. And all these girls on OnlyFans who just, they just get shit. All these women who have an Amazon wish list and men just send them things.
Okay, here, but also I do think this, though.
How do I get that?
I genuinely think this, though. I think it creates in your head, though, like you're always keeping tabs and there's always a pressure to provide and are you still staying up to my standards, etc. And then I also think that those relationships are always short term. Like there's something about like just being like two like equal independent humans. Equal people that's yeah. like then you're comfortable and you're even and there's no like I'm doing this for you so you better do this for me and you better meet me at this level and you better meet this level and you better meet this level and then it like comes to a crashing halt and then it always ends.
Yeah.
But when you're two people just are comfortable at a very low standard and you stay at a very low standard and you don't want any pressure from each other, it gets very lonely and stale and you stay together like
but it lasts
forever.
A long time. It'll last
forever.
I like this therapy session.
Yeah, is that good?
This is good.
Do you agree with any of this?
I agree with all of it.
But I think, I mean,
what are you at, Joel?
Well, my situation, we're like sharing bills, but also like if she's low on funds, I
sure.
take care of stuff.
I think that's healthy.
She gets four bills. Like sometimes, like you
do
know,
you keep track? Because I'm also like keeping track is. I think for me, I think I was so poor in college and what, I mean, I didn't come, I was like very middle class, but like, I remember my roommates were always like, they had, their parents gave them allowances mm-hmm. and everything. And I stressed out about money so much in college. Like, and I was so like poor and like, I got made fun of because my clothes were always ugly and then I'd have to always ask to borrow their clothes because their parents would send them boutique clothes and like, but it didn't, it's not traumatic. I mean, I was fine, but I think I had
she
that.
She pulls out her hair.
Yeah. She's like, eat it. Throw it up. But I think it was stuck in the back of my head. So now, like, when we talk about money and bills and like, yeah. like when Kevin, like, or if you ever like nickel and dime me, I was like, dude, I would rather not nickel and dime.
Same.
I'd rather like not know I paid $100 more here or you. I would just
same.
Like the thought of not stressing about penny pinching is so much more comforting. Yeah. And even if I pay more than to not.
The only time I try to remember is if it's just been like, oh, it's been very one-sided recently. I'm definitely going to make sure to cover the next couple of things.
Right.
Because my checks came in. Because I do freelance. So sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm owed a lot of money. Nobody's
paying
it. It's
coming, honey.
It.
Right.
So, yeah.
But see, I've got to send Catherine and Lace a reminder on Venmo.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is I know that this exists and I know I'm talking about it. It sounds like that's what I want. I mean, yeah, it would be nice to just have people send me shit, but yes, you are, then you do feel like you owe these people certain things. And then it also feels one-sided. And at some point, as does, and I think you're 100% right about this, it's going to be short-lived relationships because someone's going to start getting resentful. Unless the other person, unless the person providing just has unlimited funds.
But then they
and
feel
if they
like,
do have unlimited funds, then you ain't the only one receiving their gifts that they're
they
giving.
They go, the minute you're not looking top tier or whatever else,
they
I'll
got another
somebody
one.
Else.
They got another one. Yeah. I mean, but honestly, I would love to even be in that position, really. I would love to be in the position of just unlimited funds and I can just take care of people in my life and be like, yeah, what do you want? You want a car? You want a house? You want a this? What do you need? And just do it and never have to even look at my bank account. God. I've that has been my biggest dream. Like I
have a very good friend that's like that, and it blows my mind that people come up to him and they're like, "Dude, I just need this. I just need this." And he's like, "And I just give it to him." And I'm like, "Why?
Yeah,
why do you just give it to him?"
Well, I'd rather give it to people who aren't asking, but that's so fucked up.
Yeah,
but like if I've always dreamed of like if I were super wealthy. I would want to just be. I just want to be that person that goes to like restaurants and is able to just. Like fucking make someone's goddamn month. Like I want to be able to tip a server an absurd amount of money so that they're like, is that like, I want them to wonder if it's real or if they're getting punked. Like that's what I dream about because I had to serve and wait tables and bartend for 12 years of my life where I would have 17 hour fucking double shifts, sciatica, fucking my whole entire back and ass would be in just fiery pain. Crying, smelling like crying in the fucking cooler at work, leaving smelling like just fry oil every fucking night, just being
sweat,
so disgusting.
Blood,
sweat.
Period.
Yeah, also that. Blood. All of it. Literally. Just being and being groped at fucking work. Yeah, you go home, you got dried queso on you. You're like, is this queso or is this a customer's cum? I don't know because it's such a disgusting, hard job. And I did that for so long that I would fucking love to just look into a server's dead eyes who is just doing their fucking best to get through the goddamn night and I just am like boom 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 and then they and I don't even let them see it. I leave. I don't even see them see it.
That's what I want. Because I get hit up all the time for like to promote brands and stuff and I'm like nobody's looking at us.
No.
For
they're not looking at us to go what
for lifestyle advice.
No. No.
It's not going to help you.
Mm-mm. But please keep sending us stuff. Yeah, but if please you think keep sending us stuff. Yeah, we're not going to say no
okay,
to that.
Okay, so you kissed
well,
the girl.
Well, speaking of, yes, let's get to that one second. Speaking of people asking for money, I've talked about this on stage, and I can talk about this on the podcast because I don't know when he's getting out of jail, but... because I've been talking about how, because everybody's like, oh, your life changed after you were on America's Got Talent, and I, and this is not a joke. This is real. Guy I went to middle school and high school with, who is currently incarcerated, hit me up online to tell me that he was so proud of me for being on TV, and he saw it, and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And he goes, well, if I get cut off, I just want to let you know. And I'm like, get cut off? What do you mean get cut off? Like, it was Facebook Messenger. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I just want to let you know how proud of you I am and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, he tells me that he's in jail.
How does he have?
He's
never
incarcerated.
How do they?
So he then he tells me the whole thing, how he has.
Jail.
They have computers. They have computer labs there.
They have computer labs in there?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, yeah. He's using a an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
How does he have an iPhone?
Well, you have to like.
Smuggle it in.
They get it smuggled in. They pay off guards and stuff to get it smuggled in.
And then how do you have a plan?
I don't know how they have they get Wi-Fi very rarely, like, and I don't know if it's because of a hotspot, like somebody has a hotspot there, like one prisoner has a hotspot.
But he used it to message you?
Well, also, you can buy, like, burners that are, like, just have a plan, like, pre-installed and stuff on there. Yeah.
So.
On an iPhone.
So he hits me up. This is like, a year and a half ago. Okay. Right. Hits me up. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you get out soon, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, before he goes, and hey, you know, could you also... If you could cash at me like $25, and then he proceeds to tell me that I do look as good, if not better, than I did in high school.
Okay, 32.
And so I was like, okay, 50.
Okay,
one time.
You did.
And
you
so
did.
I did. Catherine.
Life.
Catherine, I need
your
to pull
bank
up my
account's
phone.
Empty.
Catherine,
your bank account's empty.
One time.
Wait, you're literally like, I just want money. These girls just asked for money. You gave him money.
So,
he said that she was hot, though, even hotter than high school. Like,
dude, it is actually that easy. I get it.
Truly is. And so, look at this.
I'm so weak. If somebody gives me a compliment.
Anytime I've given him money, you have to send a screenshot. It's always a different person that I've got a cash app.
How many times have you given him money? How many times has he told you you're pretty? How much money have you given him?
Now, listen. So this friend of mine here, listen.
How?
So this friend of
no,
mine.
No, I don't want to listen anymore.
No, you have to listen.
You're about to pitch me a Bitcoin business that you guys are putting
absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not going in business with you. So my ninth grade boyfriend and him were best friends. They were in a car accident. My ex-boyfriend died in the car accident. This other guy was in the car with him. So he lost his best friend. I lost my ex-boyfriend. Everybody at school was like devastated, obviously. It was horrible. This guy's life went down the fucking tube. He like got into drugs and got into all this shit. He started like huffing gas and shit. He got arrested. He fought a cop. He's been in and out of jail several times. He's back in again. He's got kids. I want the absolute, but he was so sweet.
And told you you're pretty.
And told me I was pretty. But he deserves the best. He's a sweet, lovely guy. And so I didn't mind at first. I sent him a little bit of money. Then he waited. He's smart. He waited like a couple months. And then, hey, I hate to do this to you, but is there any way that you could do this again? And then I sent him 20.
Lace. What is he? He's in jail. What does he need $20 for in jail?
Well, so he tells me.
They
have commissary. So he needs stuff in jail. Okay, so I sent, Then I sent
I have no feelings. You're not going to get me on your side.
No. But then look, okay.
There's a lot of messages.
So then
from
he
him.
Fucking.
There's a lot of bubbles on his side.
And then that's one, two. I stopped counting. One, two, three, four.
Dude, are you freaking? This is a lot of ice cream.
Five.
You're buying this man. How many compliments is he? That's a long message. That was three squirrels for one message.
Okay.
Lace, how long has this been going on?
So he got me really drunk one night and I sent 100.
He got you really drunk?
No, he got me while I was drunk.
Oh, I was
sorry. No.
You know what, babe? How about
this? No. So I was real drunk. I was like 4 margaritas in, and he sent me a message, and
dude, are you?
And so I sent that, and I said, "Get your shit together."
No, Lace, you get your shit together.
And every time he's like, I'm going to pay you back when I get out. I swear to God, I'm going to pay you back. And this one, he's like, oh my God, I'm going to cry for real. That was so encouraging and inspiring because I said, get out of jail. I said, you don't need to pay me back. I just need to be paid by watching you make good decisions and thriving in the real world. Get out and don't forget how much value you have as a human.
Is this
you
for margarita lace right now?
This is for margarita lace.
This is old
you
man.
Will always remain one of my most hilarious, free, loving souls I've ever known. I knew you before the world took hold of you, and that's why I continue to respond. All I ask is that you remember to honor those things about yourself. And he's like, oh my God, I'm going to cry for real. That was so encouraging and inspiring. I really needed that.
Dog, this is what old men
send
to me.
10 days later, motherfucker asked me for another $20. I started ignoring it, and then I started telling him I didn't have the money. I was like, because I did that. I did this super nice thing where I sent $100. At this point, I had already sent him like probably $250 total.
I cannot believe
over
you would
a year.
Ask for money again.
Over a year. The motherfucker turned around 10 days later and asked for another fucking 20 spot.
I cannot believe he would do that. I cannot believe after you gave him money every time, he asked for more money.
And then I just said, don't have it. I said, sorry, friend. I ignored it. And I said, wish you the best. Because that was some bullshit, dude. I went above and beyond. He asked for 20. I gave him a fucking 100. You don't fucking keep press. Then he asked again. Then he reached back out again. I ignored him. Reached back out again.
I
ignored him. Reached out. Tried to call me through fucking Facebook Messenger. I said no.
Yeah.
And then I said, just sorry, friend.
Sorry.
I just kept saying sorry.
I got no bars. While you
and
behind
then look
bars.
At this. Look, you'll be
no
so proud.
No service no more.
Look, hey, Lace, got any spare change? LOL. Trying to get 15 for my phone time. Please. And then I sent him one more $25 and that's it. That was the last time. Because he asked me for months and months and months and I ignored the shit out of him. And then I sent him that and that's the end of that.
This is...
So, yeah. I know.
This is girls...
I know.
Telling a guy, I need money for this, and this, and then they go, oh, damn, Jesus. Yeah, I'll give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth time, they move on to the next.
Yeah, this is, we just
answered
our own.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. But I was doing a nice thing.
I cannot believe he asked for more money after you gave him money so many times.
I know. But in total, I think I've given him like $275 in total for like a year and a half.
That's not too terrible. That's like a drunk night binge.
100 one time, 50 one time, 50 one time, and all the others were 25.
So you've been in a relationship with an incarcerated man.
No.
Did you get a dick pic at least?
Yeah.
Did
you
get no. Jesus, God, no. Jesus Christ, no. No.
I mean, only if you wanted. Only if you wanted.
No.
Why not?
No offense if he ever hears this, but... Love you, but not like ever like that. Never, God.
Why not?
God,
why? What if it had like God, a like Christ, an orange hue to it from like the jumpsuit?
Absolutely not. I would never ever want to see
like the jumpsuit's kind of behind it. And
you
it's
said
kinda,
earlier you close your eyes during sex, and this makes a lot of sense.
I don't want to see him in short
genitalia.
Sleeves. I don't think she has either. I think
don't
it's been
think
dark.
You.
What if there's little handcuffs around his balls?
God damn it. He should, because he should stop fucking procreating. Because he can't make good decisions, okay?
Well, I can't.
But also, lucky him to have me as his fucking sugar pen pal. God.
Sugar pen pal.
Fucking lucky motherfucker.
That's a big thing, though.
Sugar pen behind
sugar
in the pen. Sugar pen pal.
Because he's in the pen. He's in the penitentiary. That's why you're a pen pal.
That's crazy that you've been sending him money so much.
I shouldn't have admitted that. Can we cut out this whole episode?
Can you cut the last 12 minutes?
Can we cut the whole episode real
it's
quick?
It's crazy that we're bad with money. I think there is something to do with like not having money. Like,
I grew up poor
people
as shit,
Yeah,
dude.
People pleasing and also
people
being
pleasing.
Poor.
Yeah.
People pleasing and having and having like some trauma as younger, not having money and having stress about it.
You have money
I love
trauma?
Spending money.
You it's love spending so, money? Did you have money growing
oh,
up?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
It's so tight.
And it's hard.
I grew up with money trauma, and that's why I ignore money now. Like, I act like money is not a thing. I have mm-hmm. the exact same mentality that if you spend money, money will come, and I don't stress about it. I don't worry about it. My whole entire childhood and most of my early adult years was spent so stressed over money, and I just at one point decided, not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to be stressed about money anymore.
Yeah, that's how
I am. And then now, yeah, and it's weird.
But I do think... It's a good marriage between enjoying having money but then being addicted to your work. So you're like, I'm always going to be working.
Yeah.
So always, it'll come.
Well, so speaking of doing things for money, I was in that movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Cliffhanger. We've got to
get to the movie part. And you got to talk about Moon Tower.
Does it? I can't. Yeah, okay.
We could split this into two episodes.
A little two-part.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, we didn't have time to get to the two stories, but we will. So thank you for being with us on our tangent. Thank you again for listening to, we are still calling it Cheaties, but y'all know what it is. If you're real,
they're meaties forever and ever.
If you're real stabby, you know what it is. It's a meaties, okay? We will change at some point, but we don't know when. We don't know where. We're in transition, and we are happy to, you know, take your money. If you're like, hey, we want to support you turning this into a new podcast and we want to pay for all the new stuff that we need for that, then fucking we'll take it. Hit us up. Or we'll accidentally give you money if you hit us up. It's going to be one or the other.
Dude, just tell Lace. Just be like, remember me from high school? I'm in jail.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it.
Catherine, what are you doing right now?
I think she's fingering her belly button.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's the first time she's ever fingered herself, and it's not even the right hole.
I'm so full.
Okay, so Catherine, tell the people we love them, and we're going to get to the rest of our stories in our next episode.
All right, come check us out in our last episode. Go, come see us on the road. I'm on. Lace is coming with me to my Netflix is a Joke show in L.A. May 9th. Come to that show. Please fly out for it. I have 31 more tickets to sell. Yes. CatherineBlanford.com and LaceLarrabee.com for tickets. We love y'all. Toodles. Bye.
Bye. If you've enjoyed this episode of Cheaties Podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen.
And if you've been cheated on or you have cheated, you've got a cheating story that we want to hear. Leave us a teaser voicemail at 888-STABBY-8. That's 888-782-2298. And hey, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Cheaties Podcast. And follow me, Lace Larrabee, at Lace Larrabee. And follow me, Catherine Blanford, at It's Catherine Blanford. Stay stabby!